This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success? This is Mark Gaberti, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And if you're looking to make some extra income, podcasting is certainly a great option. But what we're going to focus on is the side hustle of teaching, of creating training courses, because you see a lot of places where we could put our training courses to make more revenue. So our special guest who's joining us today is going to give us some of the insights on how we can make more money with our training courses and use that as a side hustle to build up our income. Our guest, he is a self-made entrepreneur who grew his first multi-million dollar business, Bay Crawl Space and Foundation Repair, into a team of 25, and it produces over 300,000 per month, getting really close to 400,000 based on conversation we had beforehand. He attributes part of his success to seeking out teachers of valuable skills around the world. And because of that really big impact on him, he wants to now have that same kind of impact on others. So what this guy's doing is he created Skills Co., which is going to be a place where a bunch of training courses are going to be all included there. I'm actually going to personally be sharing a bunch of my training courses on there as well. So you'll see a deep ecosystem of training courses there pretty soon. But our guest for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Blake Herron. Blake, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel welcome. Appreciate you having me on.
Blake, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I really like what you're doing with Skills Co. I really like the reasoning behind it, because you were impacted because you really sought out all these people. I know Tony Robbins and his modeling technique really helped you. So creating that kind of an ecosystem for people is definitely really exciting. So this is something that I definitely do encourage people to check out. I'm wondering if you could share with us a little bit on how you got into the Skills Co. scene and how that started for you.
Long story short, I invested a ton into skills development. Went to seminars, obviously went to college and did a lot of things just searching out experts in the areas that were most important to me to become successful. A lot of sales training and different things. And what I found was that it's really hard to find credible experts that are willing to take the time to teach you and help you develop your skills. So in the course of doing all that, I realized, you know, not only is it the money, but it's the time that goes into investing in yourself. So, you know, I was thinking to myself, well, how do I give back? And all of a sudden it hit me. You know, it's not about me. What if there was an opportunity where, you know, not me going out and telling everybody how to do the latest and greatest skills, but what if we had access to an entire world of experts to learn any skill? So with that idea in mind, I figured, well, that's a huge problem that I myself experienced. I'd really like to help other people bypass that, streamline the whole process, make it affordable, and, you know, help people get ahead in life from the learning aspect. But then also, you know, I realized that as a professional, the intent to share is usually one of goodwill, on a one-on-one basis, but I don't know why many professionals would share their, best advice for free. So I knew it had to be monetized. So Skills Co. was designed around those premises. Basically, a place where you could go to learn any skill for the learning aspect, but then from the teaching aspect, you know, how do we help the teachers make as much money as possible with the least effort? That was one of the key distinctions. So that's why we took some certain strategic directions.
And it's interesting how, I mean, you want to cater to both sides. You want to cater to the student, which definitely gets easier over time as you get more courses added to your platform, but you also want to cater to the teacher, because you don't want to, you know, there are different things that If you do, that can hurt the teachers, and then the teachers decide, let's not create courses anymore. So you do have to maintain that balance. But for people who, because I feel like training courses and creating them, there's just so many ways to make some really nice side income from that that can replace your day job. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we make more revenue from the training courses we create?
Sure. I think there's two general approaches to making money with courses. One is with basically doing it all yourself, and that's a lot of work, and it typically requires an ad budget, going on Facebook or Google and basically paying for ads to get people to find out about your courses, and you hope to have more money coming in than you're putting out. It's a challenging road, I would probably suggest, for a lot of people. A more reliable road is to have a platform that helps streamline the whole process. So can't speak for anyone else online and how exactly they go about things, but our main focus is on building a long-lasting, enduring stream of income using Google and YouTube, right? Google basically has a sort of monopoly on searches. I read something, I think they have 40 billion searches per minute or hour, something ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah.
And then YouTube, I mean, they've got 40 billion searches per month. So it makes sense that that's where the money is, right? So we said, well, how do we position ourselves in front of those traffic sources to help people make the most money without paying for ads? And that's kind of where we've put a lot of our focus. We look to direct people so they don't have to try to make a quick buck with ads. You can build something and grow it and have multiple streams of income. You get out what you put in, and hope to help a lot of people make an engaging, lifestyle-changing amount of money.
And it is interesting that you mentioned that there are two different roads. You create on your own website, you can do all the work yourself, or you can use the discoverability thing like Skills Code to put your course there and make money that way. So it's definitely two different styles depending on how you want to pursue it. I think if you view training courses right now as a side hustle, I would recommend using something like Skills Code, Skillshare, or another service like that. So definitely good that Blake pointed out those options for us. Can you talk a little bit more about how you use Google and YouTube to get that traffic? Because I feel like a lot of people think, let's just throw money into Facebook ads and it's going to produce fruit eventually. So how do you do the free approach?
All right. Well, YouTube and Google actually require a totally unique approach. YouTube is amazing because that's where the people go when they are actively looking to learn a skill on video. So I know I found myself, looking for vocal lessons, and I've gone through 8 videos trying to parge together an idea of how I can improve myself from some great, some not so great teachers. And had I been offered a quality course from a reputable teacher, I would have jumped at the opportunity to pay. And I think that applies for many other professions, whether it was, something in construction, culinary. I think there's limitless options for that. But, honestly, you can put up a video on YouTube and accidentally get tens of thousands of views if it, has some interest. So, you do the work one time on YouTube, let it be, as long as it's optimized well, and it could generate a lot of attention. That attention, if you properly direct it, it can be used as a marketing tool that helps drive sales and income. So, we actually dive a little deeper into that on SkillsCo website, but that's the YouTube side. Google, however, our team will go through and optimize each individual course for Google. So there's some back-end metadata optimization, titling, keywords, and that sort of thing that really dictate you know, what Google will show. And after we've seen that a course is quality, then at that point, we will optimize it for Google. We don't want to get penalized, so we can't optimize every course if we don't know that it's quality. But once we know that one's quality, we're going to optimize it and help do everything we can to help put people in front of Google traffic. You know, more and more people are turning to the internet to learn skills these days. So, you know, as time goes on, Google will recognize us as a reputable source for people to learn.
Coming up, if you haven't created a training course yet, here's how you can jump in and kick out the imposter syndrome. But right now, we've got the Jobber Minute. So there's a great feature that Jobber has called On My Way Text Messages. So what is it? Well, On My Way Text Messages is an included service available on the Jobber app that lets your customers know when you're on your way to a job. Use a standardized message to remind customers that you're on your way, running a bit behind, or how long it will take until you arrive, and that will allow you to spend more time on the actual work than on corresponding and potential miscommunications. And now, let's get right back into the episode. And it is, I mean, getting in front of all that traffic is definitely very valuable for any instructor. And for people who maybe they're not sure about how to go about creating a training course, because some people like training courses, this is new to them, they haven't done any. What's your advice for someone who's thinking about creating their first training course about how you would approach it?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to know that you're ready to get started in anything like that at any point. But there's always going to be those fears. You know, is this going to work out great? Is it not? I don't know. Is it worth it? Whatever. Here's what I say. If you think you've got something of value to add to the world, if you think there are people out there out of the billions of people on Google and YouTube that are perhaps searching to learn what you know or are comfortable sharing, then if you think it's worth it, if you're looking for an opportunity, then that's the opportunity. I mean, the world's changing. People are turning to technology to solve their problems. And education and learning is one of the biggest problems we have as a generation. So whoever positions themselves to help the most people stands to benefit the most. So I say you just get started. You know, it's just one step in front of the next, one step at a time, one day at a time. Things are not going to happen overnight. And just get used to the idea that it's not going to be easy at first. There's always a learning curve at anything new, but if any one person has ever done something, then anyone can do it. Nobody has a monopoly on doing courses. You know, there's courses on doing courses. We actually have one. Walks you through step by step. It's very simple and easy, 30 minutes. It's actually a pleasurable watch. But yeah, just get started is my advice.
I mean, it's really simple advice, but it is the advice that we need to hear. And if you do have like imposter syndrome, like who am I to create a course, or I don't know if this is going to work, the only way you figure out if it's going to work is if you try. And when you do things like create a training course, that's going to crack the imposter syndrome that you may be setting on yourself. People have different reasons for not doing it, but I feel like once you do create a training course, you realize it's a lot of fun, you realize the impact you're having, and then you just want to create more and more and more. So really awesome insight from Blake on that. I'm wondering if you could share with us some of your habits that you have developed that you would say have helped you become very successful at this point.
Honestly, it's two things, in my opinion. I model experts, and by model experts, what I mean is I try to find people that are smarter than me in an area, and I listen, I read, or I listen to podcasts, or I go to a seminar, or I watch a course, and just try to figure out what they do that makes them successful in an area, and then model the same strategies and techniques that person uses. I don't reinvent the wheel ever, right? I find out what works, and I just try to reproduce it myself. That and mindset. I don't know how to particularly say to program your mindset, but I would suggest that having grit, not giving up. My mom always told me 90% of the world doesn't even try. So if all you do is just try a little harder, then you're going to end up doing better than the next guy. So, you know, things are not easy. I've become pretty successful. I'm 29 and I'm doing, I'd say, very well. But it hasn't been easy, and not every day's been cool. I've had a lot of problems and struggles to get to the point where, you know, I'm at the 1% of earners, you know, before 30. But it's worth it, man. It is so worth it to invest in yourself and, you know, gain control of your life and your destiny by, you know, learning from smart people and trying to put it to use.
I mean, really great stuff from Blake and that. I mean, investing in yourself. I've invested in multiple coaches throughout my time, podcasting, and now it's like really coming to fruition right now. YouTube, I'm investing in a coach right now. So if you are watching this episode, like years down the road, I'm at like 3,400 subscribers now. Let's see what happens. But I really think if you invest in yourself, that's going to make a big difference. That's why I do the podcast coaching. But on another note, it's really awesome that you also mentioned that, I mean, 90% of people don't even try. So the fact that you're trying, the fact that you're making it happen is really incredible. And I mean, you've already have a company that's making like 300,000, almost 400,000 a month in business, which is really awesome. So Blake's definitely a guy who's really part of that 10% who's trying, grinding, really making the magic happen.
Thanks, man. And I, you know, give you all the respect in the world. You know, you're a younger guy, but you're crushing it. And, you know, with this rate of momentum, if I had the head start that you have at your age, I'm sure I'd be further along. So, yeah, I'd suggest you very likely have a super bright future ahead of you too.
Thank you, Blake. And for people who want to see Blake's future action, Skills Co., we will be throwing that in the show notes. Are there any other places that we can find you, follow your work, learn more about you, or just Skills Co?
I mean, feel free to email me, blake@skills-co.com. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, to be honest. I mean, I've got a Facebook account, but I use that mainly for watching. I'm more of a watcher on there. But no, you know, follow us on Skills Co. It's going to be an exciting platform for sure.
Blake, thank you so much for taking the time to share Skills Co with us and all the great insights. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Superman. Awesome. Thank you.
This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy to use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.